Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN is presented by Budget Lumber, striving to be Lumber One.
Jacob Schluter is the Marketing Director of Wildlife Safari. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, you're getting ready for an event coming up not that far off. Tell us about it.
We are. We've been scratching our heads, kind of like I think everybody has, about what we can do that's a COVID-safe version of Halloween. And we've come up with Safari After Dark. It'll be a really cool event. People will be able to drive through in the evening. We're telling people to bring their spotlights so that they can see some of the animals in the dark. Just experience the park after dark is a really fun thing.
Now, of course, working there, you've probably done that a number of times, but normally you close at sunset.
Normally we close before sunset, yep. So this is a really cool experience. We did it last year. We did quite a few of them, and they were really very popular, so we're excited to have this event.
What is the reaction of the animals?
The animals think it's odd. They're not used to having people out that late at night, but they get more active and engaged, and some of them bed down and some of them don't, and it's just a really cool experience.
So the date again is?
October 24th. It's Saturday, October 24th. From 5 to 8 p.m., the last car will be let into the drive-thru at 8 p.m.
So pretty simple. I mean, you just come in, go through the drive-through, but get to do it at a time when you don't normally get to.
Pretty simple event, pretty cool event. Prices for the event are discounted. It's only $10 per person or $7 if you're a member. So it's like having an all-new drive-through experience for even cheaper than our daily admission.
What are some of the things happening with the park right now in terms of maybe things that people would see they haven't seen lately?
New stuff at the park is always exciting. Of course, the red pandas are out there. They've been really popular. We've got a new gator house, which is a really great new addition because we don't have to take the gators off exhibit for the winter time. Other than that, we're just always looking at new stuff. We're always creating new encounters. So it's a good time to visit.
And it's interesting, Wildlife Safari, it's been probably it's been an unusual year for everybody, duh. But I mean, for Wildlife Safari, you guys kind of latched on to the fact that you were something that could provide an experience that people could have and still stay socially distant.
Absolutely. The drive-thru was the best activity to do. We like to say that we were doing a service to the community. You know, we were saving marriages and saving children and keeping people engaged and active and interested.
And is that volume, the higher volume, has that continued ever since?
It has. We are still seeing some pretty strong numbers. We expect to slow down here a little bit after today. The holiday of schools are back in session, but we've seen a lot of people at the park.
And for some people, is it the first time they've ever been there?
A lot of people. We do about 50-50 new traffic, which is always interesting. Most of our market is out of Portland area.
And so folks take the drive down, get a chance to come through, see the animals. And the difference, too, is and like zoos and other facilities like that, I mean, those were, maybe are, closed for quite a while.
Yep, they were closed for quite a while.
So that put a big strain on those, which are often nonprofit organizations as well. You guys have also latched onto doing some events. I don't know if it's still going on, but some virtual events.
We do. We have virtual programs for students as well as for the public. We've done them for different law firms and things. They're really cool. They let you get up close with the animals, you know, up close with the animals via Zoom, which is really exciting for people. People really love it. We've actually got grants available for that. So if teachers are listening, they can get a grant to actually do one of those Zoom faris, we call them, and they've been really very popular.
Have you had people do those where the viewers are outside of the area?
We have. A lot of them are outside the area. Yep. It's a really popular program outside the area.
So that could be even, I mean, looking ahead to the holidays, presuming that we do have Christmas this year, everything else is in question, so I don't know. But I mean, giving one of those to somebody where if you have a relative in some other state who's never been out here, never gotten to see this, right, let them experience it.
Right, absolutely.
Wow. What other things are going on people should know about at Wildlife Safari?
Wildlife Safari, it's a good time to visit. As the weather gets cooler, the animals get more active. So we just like to say, you know, it's cooler in winter more than one way. So people should definitely come out and experience the park, especially if they haven't for a while. There's lots of new stuff to do.
What about any, you got any construction projects, anything like that going on?
Big one actually we've done is we've rebuilt our holding barn, which is exciting for us, probably not super exciting for the public. Just working on stuff like that to make sure that our infrastructure can support all of our activities.
Wow. And as well, looking ahead to the holidays, talk about memberships and what's available there.
Memberships are a great way to visit the park, especially if you visit more than once. They pay for themselves. Memberships, we have a couple of different options. We have a small, kind of a medium, and a large package. And we've got senior memberships as well with a discount. Memberships are great. They get you into the park for a calendar year, not just the season. So they're really a neat way to experience the park.
And are there different levels or different ways to package those?
There are. You can do a custom one, or you can buy one of our pre-made packages. The basic membership is $120. And like I said, if you use it more than once, you've paid for it already.
And again, remind folks of the upcoming pre-Halloween event.
Little Halloween event. We're going to have Safari After Dark. Bring your own spotlight to see what the animals do at nighttime. That's October 24th, Saturday, from 5 to 8 p.m. with the last car admitted at 8.
And the cost for that?
Cost for that is $10 for non-members and $7 for members.
All right, Jacob Schluter from Wildlife Safari, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
8:38 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.